time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith coming back at you for another 60 minutes or so. We got overtime headed your way from 6 until 8, and we are about 20 minutes away from the 2022. What you talking about? Championship matchup, Nick or John? Who will emerge from the scrum victorious? Stay tuned to find out. Right now, we got your top 5 at 5. Marcus Young is here. It's brought to you this afternoon by our friend Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Marcus.
Thank you, Russell. At number one, Tennessee Vols football team had back-to-back cornerbacks commit to the football program. Sunday, Ricky Gibson committed to Tennessee over Georgia and Penn State. And we also received today the breaking news that Jordan Matthews committed to Tennessee over the Texas Longhorns. Both gentlemen are highly touted. Both have about 6 foot frame. I'm excited. Gibson seems to be a bit of a more speedy corner.
I mean, Matthews is higher rated, I believe. He's a 4-star on, I believe, both 247 and Rivals.
And then Gibson's a high 3-star, should be 4-star in my opinion.
I like all three of our cornerback commitments. Don't forget about Christian Conyer. He's a 4-star on one of the services from up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We stole him away from Mark Stoops. So, I mean, that's pretty good. You hold on to those three, and then you've got the safety from Alabama. I'm getting all these DBs out of Alabama. But
I like that we're going into our rivals' territories and taking them away.
Yeah, you've got Sylvester Smith is the young man's name from up there. So we've got a pretty good John Slaughter from Mississippi, another safety. I mean, that's 5 DBs you've got committed right there. I think you feel...
Is he related to Denico?
No, I think you feel pretty good about that. And you can just sort of be really choosy now. I mean, you don't really need any more defensive backs unless you're able to get in on a just, you know, 4 or 5-star stud that you really like. You can be very choosy right now.
At number two, the AP Top 25 poll was released today.
It's an outrage.
And it is an outrage. At number 25 was BYU, apparently having 234
their
votes.
Magic underwear.
Tennessee, which would be 26, which received 180 votes.
So how many votes are we away?
234 minus 180.
54? Are you really using
54.
The calculator?
I can't. I'm bad at math.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
That's why you're here, buddy. Sitting next to me.
I'm bad at reading names, and I'm bad at math.
Oh, you're not, Mark. You know, get down on yourself now. That's what I'm telling you. This inner confidence.
You're bad at math.
Negative self-talk. We're not going to have that around here,
yes,
Marcus.
Yes, I'm bad at math.
Really? How'd you pegged as a mathlete?
Move on.
Is it because of the glasses? I don't understand. Other important notes that I want to point out here is that somehow Kentucky is at 20 over Ole Miss at 21.
I mean, they're getting all sorts of love. Kentucky's, I don't want to call them a media darling, but I think they're a little bit overvalued. I think Ole Miss, it's the Kiffin factor. And I think Josh Heupel is just not a flashy guy off the field. He doesn't give flashy quotes, interviews. He doesn't dress snazzy. He's not the guy who shows up at media days in the new Yeezys or whatever. He's not active on social media, popping off or anything. He's kind of boring. And that doesn't matter. What matters is on the field. So he's not winning any of the headlines. You ask national media, which is that's the who votes in the AP poll, what are your thoughts on Tennessee football? All they know is Heupel, offense, NCAA investigation. That's all they know.
Yeah.
That's all they know. And so Tennessee's going to have to go out there and earn it on the field. I like their chances that first month of the season. You beat Pitt. You beat Florida. You'll be 4-0. Headed into your off week. Headed down to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. You'll be ranked solidly in the top 20, maybe the top 15 at that point. So good news is it a little bit disrespectful for Tennessee? Yes. But the good news is you control your own destiny and you can earn that respect within 6 weeks if you win those first four games.
Yeah. Number three, Pete Carrillo, Hall of Fame coach who developed the Princeton offense, passed away at the age of 92. Like I said, he was a Hall of Fame coach. He was inducted in 1998 following his retirement from Princeton, where he coached from 1967 to 1996. He led the Tigers to 514 wins, 13 Ivy League titles, and 11 NCAA tournament appearances.
And then he went and coached with the Kings in the NBA when they had those really good teams in the late 90s, when Vlade Divac and Chris Webber, Doug Christie, Mike Bibby, all those guys. He was on the bench for those teams. But who did they beat in the NCAA tournament that year, mid-90s? I think they took out UCLA like the year after the O'Bannon team won, had all those backdoor cuts, just backdoored them to death.
Yeah, he in 1989, it gave number one seeded Georgetown a big scare before falling 50-49 in a game that would have made his team the first number 16 seed to win against the number one in history. And then in 1996 against UCLA, which was his last win as a college head coach.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I think it's unfortunate news. And I can only hope to live till 92, though.
Yeah, man, what a great life.
Absolutely. Number four, Saints Alvin Kamara, likely available to start for the 2022 season. Potential suspension could be delayed. So according to Adam Schefter, he says there is a real chance that the status of that case is not going to affect his availability this season. He could be disciplined, but in terms of his season, it's more and more unlikely that he will be suspended for this year.
So are they waiting for the court case to play out, and then they might suspend him based off whatever happens there?
Well, the hearing related to the case has been delayed three different times this offseason, and it's hopeful to be resolved, but it's hard to say at this point. If it keeps getting delayed like the way it has.
What's the deal? Is he on? He's on video somewhere just cold cocking a dude, right?
Oh, he yeah.
With a bunch of other guys, and then they all jumped him and kicked him and stuff.
It was a battery case that was delayed. It was during the Pro Bowl weekend.
Kind of a salty. Yeah.
Well, I would say that's a bit what on the nose with a battery case.
Yeah. It was kind of battery-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the guy,
he was asking for it, but that doesn't make right what I saw in video. Yeah, you can't
do
it.
I completely agree.
I think this guy intentionally, it wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, we'll never know.
He's accused of punching the guy eight times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the guy pushed him pretty hard into, I think, getting him to punch him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's baiting him or whatever, but eight times, like, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, and I
remember that's a fight. That's not like one punch. You got in a fight, dude. You threw eight punches.
And just knowing how big, I mean, Alvin Kamara is a big dude.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
plays professional football, obviously. But you know, compared to like, he's a running back, so he doesn't look as big as some of those monsters on the field. But I remember that we were doing that thing at the Pruitt's first Orange and White game. We're down on Cumberland Avenue for that deal. And I remember standing like 10. I was like, good God, that guy's – I never realized how big he is.
So let me ask you this. The victim was knocked unconscious and suffered an orbital fracture to his right eye. He got the crap kicked out of him.
He got his ass beat.
I'm going to do that thing I do. You said he was looking for a payday.
Yeah.
Would you take that kind of whooping for a payday?
How much you paying me?
$1 million?
Minimum.
So you're not going for like a, here's $200,000 for your medical bills and $200,000 for emotional suffering.
No.
You're on your way.
No, I've seen somebody get an orbital bone fracture. It hurts. It looks like bad, and it can be kind of dangerous.
I'll go for the kind of Philip Fulmer deal where I get paid just every year for
take
the whole issue.
$37,500 direct deposit once a month.
Yeah. And then finally, number five, more of a conversational piece because I thought this was interesting over the weekend. Yesterday, DraftKings tweeted out a true or false question. and I felt like this would be appropriate to bring up. Oh. Peyton Manning is a top three quarterback of all time. True or false?
What do you mean? Top three?
He's the GOAT.
Peyton Manning is a top one quarterback of all time. True or false?
G period O period A period T period. Greatest of all.
Are you trying to get us redneck mad before the third hour even gets going?
You guys are looking at me as if I posted this on Twitter.
You're the one who brought it to us. You knew this would piss us off.
I thought it was an interesting question. There are some top tier quarterbacks that have graced the NFL. Peyton being one of them.
One of them?
Yes.
I mean, the man's forehead's like 2 inches bigger than everybody because it holds so much more football knowledge than anybody else. He didn't need a dump truck full of tape and all of Bill Belichick's tricks to make him good like, you know, Tom Brady.
Who said I was talking about Tom Brady? I have one other name I can bring up to you if you'd like me to.
Yeah, you go ahead. Go right ahead.
Mr. Joe Montana. Listen, I love the sheriff. I am not saying anything against Peyton Manning. The question is he top three of all time?
Yes.
I would say he's within top three. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Look, man, we're biased here. Peyton Manning's my favorite football player of all time. He's number one in my book. Nobody's ever going to convince me otherwise. I mean, here's the thing. I would just, with the Brady thing, yeah, he's got the rings. Okay, nobody can deny that. And he's a great player, great quarterback. He's had a great career. But I'm just telling you, if you polled all 32 NFL GMs, and however many GMs there have been from when Peyton came in the league, when they both came in, what, 97, 98, to now, you're building a team from scratch. And you can pick any quarterback you want of all time in their prime at their very best. I can't, like, 90% of them. 90% of football people are going to take Peyton Manning over Tom Brady. I truly believe that.
No.
Brady's a winner, and I'm not going to do that thing that Bear will probably do where he jumps, he rips him. The dude's an all-time great, first ballot Hall of Famer. You might even be able to convince me a 1A, 1B thing with Peyton. But I'm telling you, dude, like all those football people – would take Peyton Manning over Brady. They would.
The guy was a machine.
This isn't to upset you.
And he played with Belichick and some great defenses, some great players. Patriots, I mean, probably, no probably about it. I mean, they're working in the gray area better than any team in professional football.
I mean, they had to change rules because of the stuff that the Patriots would do just to have any chance of stopping
Manning. And finally, I'll just say that, like, go back and look at the head-to-head stats. I mean, Manning won more often than not, especially in the playoffs when, like, what was their postseason record? He was, like 5-3 against him or something.
5-2, maybe. Yeah.
Listen, again, I love Peyton Manning. This is not what I'm doing here. I'm just –
Well, who's your number one? You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No, I'm not thinking about it. I'm trying to be careful because I feel like Bear's going to really yell at me right now.
It's a chance you take. Speak your mind. Don't be afraid of me.
Joe's my number one. Joe Montana's my number one.
Well, you're a complete moron. You don't know what
Peyton's
you're talking
about.
Peyton's number two. Peyton's number one.
System quarterback, played in the West Coast offense in the 80s with Jerry Rice, Bill Walsh.
You're really setting a bad precedent, buddy.
Me?
You look at the numbers, the 94 49ers team with Steve Young at quarterback was actually a better offense than any of the offenses Joe Montana led. I'm just saying. You think Steve Young one of your best quarterbacks of all time? No.
He's top five.
Steve Young's top five all time? What are you doing? It's an outrage.
Now you're just being silly, man.
I'm not.
Steve Young, top five all-time quarterback. What are you doing,
for
Marcus
me?
Young?
For me?
It's a Young thing. It's like he's got your last name. You birds of a feather kind of thing.
John Elway. Yeah.
Folks, buying and selling a home has become one of the most stressful situations modern life has to offer in this country. Luckily for you, my guy Bo Kregner over at the Kregner Group can take that stress off your shoulders and make the modern real estate experience as easy as possible. Get it listed. Get it sold. and move on. Call Bo Kregner today at 865-742-1035 for a free consultation. Or just go online to his all-new website, TeamKGRealEstate.com. No, it's not Kevin Garnett. It's Kregner Group, TeamKGRealEstate.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group, real estate the right way. Few moments away from what you've all been waiting for, the What You Talk About championship coming up momentarily. Right now, though, we go back to the busy, busy Big Orange Philly phone lines. Wes in Franklin is next. I knew there's something strange in the air today. Westicles, what's up?
Hey, boys, how we doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
All right. Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, I'm in the car. Yeah, hey, I was looking at Paul. And I know everybody's Paul Twitter's got their panties in a wad over the AP rankings. I don't know how you guys spot it. Me, I welcome it.
You welcome it. You like the underdog mentality.
Well, not just that, but I got to be honest, Russell, I was getting too excited about this football season. And, I mean, I was having to limit my time on listening to Sam on radio. I mean, between the guy on network talking 10 and 2, all this recruiting news, I just got kicks and travel arrangements. I was about to... I'm glad the AP threw cold water on the Woody I had for the excitement about this football season. I was about to bust a nut faster than Mike DeMone in the pool house with Stacey Hamilton in Fast Times.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
Well, that's an interesting visual that I don't think any of it did. Is he hung up? He peaced out on us. All right, Wes, thank you. Really, thank you for enlightening us. 2 minutes of our time we'll never get back. Wes doesn't want to get his hopes up too high headed into the season, evidently.
It's quite the analogy I did not need to have today.
You ever seen that Fast Times Ridgemont High?
Yeah. It's good. It's been a while.
It's been a while. That's the one with Phoebe Cates, right? She gets out of the pool?
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold's in the restroom, watching, fantasizing. It's the Phoebe Cates movie, right?
Was that Fast Time at Ridgemont?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been a while since I've seen it. I thought that was a totally different one.
It's a momentous occasion in young Bear's life.
It's a momentous occasion.
Were you like 14 years old when that came out?
Yeah, 13, 14. That was a rite of
game
passage
for you.
Generation X.
Hi, Brad. I've been watching you. Her voice was much sexier than mine.
Yeah. We have a special caller who has a request for you.
Okay.
Would like to speak before Champions League.
I think I know who it is.
Is it Matt?
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. We got to take a quick timeout. Matty Ice has a statement. The torch will be passed today. As the three-time defending champions' reign of terror is officially over, who will lift whatever the trophy is we give to the What You Talking About winner?
It's a chalice, I think, wasn't it?
The Gary Coleman Cup. Stay tuned to find out. John and Nick vie for fan-run immortality when we continue next right here on The Drive. All right, exciting stuff. The Drive continues, Fan Run Radio. All right, before we play the game, Matty Ice wants to say a word as the torch is about to be passed. Championship edition of What You Talking About. Matt, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get to call in on Friday. I'm not trying to make my moment, steal the show here, anything like that. To tell my side of the story from Thursday, when I went, you gave the clue. I said Egypt, heard the buzzer go, mm-hmm. and then I knew it was at the buzzer, but yep. Didn't think it was that close. thing I didn't count for was the delay. So I had some friends listening live, texted them. I was like, did I get it? Thinking they'd say yes, there's no debate. When I went back and listened to it later in that day, it was literally too close to call. So I was pretty confident until I heard it later that night. And then to say the council allowed my entry into this competition. The council saw my elimination. I respect the council's decision.
It's good. It's good.
As champion of the past 6 years, I'm happily
dangerous.
Torch on.
My finger's on the button, big boy.
To either Nick or John, may they represent this position well over the next year. And speaking for Bear and myself, as the only two members, past champions, we will gladly welcome them into this esteemed group here over the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Me. Is it like the Masters? There's going to be like a champions dinner next year.
Me and Matty Ice.
Whoever wins today, Bear and Matty Ice. That's
me. Hot dog night at the back door.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, best of luck to Nick and John. I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Very magnanimous in defeat. It is, I thought he was going to try and argue his way in.
No, I was hoping because I was wanting to play him those clips again.
I think we're done with all that. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enough kicking this around. Without further ado, one more time for 2022, let's play the game. It's what you're talking about on The Drive.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
What you talking about?
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 Nick versus John. Nick will go first. John will go second. The winner takes home all the marbles, all the wings. We got a Hound Dog gift certificate for you. Cool stuff. Let's bring in Nick. Good afternoon, Nick. How are you, sir?
I feel like this is the moment my whole life has been leading up to.
It has. I don't think that's hyperbole. Big moment for you, Nick. Not going to lie. Lots of people listening to this. A little bit of pressure. I'm sure you can handle it. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
Here we go. It's a point guard for the Pistons during the Bad Boys era.
Chauncey Billups.
No, before that.
Oh, Isaiah Thomas.
Yes, this is where the Red Sox play, the stadium.
Fenway Park.
This is a movie with Bruce Willis. It's Christmas movies in Nakatomi Plaza.
Die Hard.
Yeah, this is what happens in golf when you're one shot over par. You hit a five instead of a four.
Bogey.
Yeah, this is a movie with Bill Murray, and they're fighting the apparitions and Egon. Yeah, this is a Mexican prize at a birthday party. You beat it with a stick. Candy comes out.
Pinata.
Yeah, this is the quarterback of the Saints. He was at Florida State, stole the crab legs.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, this is where the Knicks play, the arena.
Madison Square Garden.
This is a British pianist. He did Tiny Dancer in...
Elton John.
Yeah, this is the former coach of the Lakers during the Showtime era.
Phil Jackson.
During the Showtime era in the 80s. Slicked back hair.
Pass.
All right, this is a tennis player, American tennis player with the long hair. He was married to Steffi Graf.
Pass.
All right, this is the coach of Nebraska. Oh, Scott Frost. All right, so
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley. Andre Agassi.
What a choke job.
How many do you get, guys?
Nine.
All right. These are harder. This is a championship round, Nick. I mean, you can't just some of those were difficult. Not going to lie. So hang right there, and we'll see what John does. John, are you with us?
I am.
How you doing, man?
I am. I'm pretty good. I feel like Scott Norwood after the other day. I really choked that one away on Thursday.
We broke it down on Friday, man. It's all right.
Well, unlike Scott Norwood in the Bills Giants Super Bowl in 1990, I think. You get a chance at redemption.
We'll see, guys.
Up 10 or more right now, and all that is behind you. You are the champion, and nobody can ever take that away from you. Not to put too much pressure on you.
Covered in chicken wings, a big gift card from Buckethead Tavern, and a nice gift certificate from Hound Dogs.
I just don't want it to go longer than this day.
All right, so 9 forces a tie in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
10 wins it, 8 or less, and Nick is our champion. Those are the stakes. John, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. It's a TV show with Walt and Jesse where they're selling meth.
Breaking Bad.
This is the town the University of North Carolina is located in.
Chapel Hill.
Yes, this is former president in the late 70s, a peanut farmer from Georgia.
Jimmy Carter.
This is the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl.
This is the new golf, Saudi-funded golf league.
The Live Tour.
Yes, this is a children's toy. They're little blocks that snap together.
Lincoln Logs?
No,
Legos.
Yes, this is Tony the Tiger's cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
Yes, this is a former Colts quarterback, played at Stanford.
Andrew Luck.
Yes, this is a candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
M&M's, Hershey Kiss.
Yes, this is Indiana's nickname. It's a basketball movie.
The Hoosier State.
Yes, this is a type of bear in Australia.
Koala bear.
Yes, this is a reliever for the Yankees and the Reds, throws in the 100-mile-per-hour range.
Aroldis Chapman.
Yes, you got that one. What is the
Russell,
total?
We have a new champion. 12.
John has won. What you talking about? You did it, John. That was just calm, cool, workmanlike. You didn't skip any. You took a couple of seconds on a couple of, they gave you problems. You just kept your head about you, and you did it, man. Congratulations. How does it feel?
Thank you so much, Russell. It was all in the clues, man. It was all about you.
And you had to, I mean, like, Chapel Hill, Jimmy Carter, that was tough, the Live Tour. Like, I mean, what was going through your mind when you know you've got 7 or 8, and when you're getting to that moment where, like you said last week, you kind of tailed off there, kind of fumbled down the stretch. Was there any nerves there? Were you scared?
Yeah, just trying to stay calm. Just trying to stay calm.
Well, you did it, man.
I really didn't want to pass. That's been my strategy the whole time. I feel like waiting on you to read the next clue kind of, you know, hurts me. So, luckily, just was able to come up with a few.
I'm glad
of those.
You got him, because, like, if bear in Australia, that's like all I got. I don't know what else I'm going to say if you can't get it after that one. Wow, that was impressive. Like I said, these were harder than the qualifying rounds.
They were. There were some stumpers in there.
The scores were a little bit lower, but I think we have a worthy champion in John. And congratulations, my friend. Well played. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Hang right there. Bear's going to talk to you. Can we get Nick back in here real quick? I'll say thanks to Nick. Nick, sorry, my man. That was John just got on a roll there.
John is a champion today. And wow. Whoever, was it young Philip Fulmer? I think he was involved in this. I've not seen a bigger screw job than this.
Oh, wait a minute. Day. You went from magnanimous to sour grapes. All right, Nick.
No, I was trying to be sarcastic with my magnanimous. But no, congratulations, John. I enjoyed it. I choked it away today. So appreciate it. I'll try again next year.
All right. Better luck next year, Nick. Don't let this define you.
I'm going to get better from today.
Hey, hold on. I need you to hold right there. I got to get some information.
Both of you guys, hang there. So this is for Nick. It's kind of like Tennessee, Peyton's last game against Nebraska, 97 Orange Bowl. We got it handed to us. Tom Osborne, they just line up, triple option, run it right down our throat. We couldn't stop it. They just destroyed us. And you talk to some of the guys on that. You talk to Fred White. You talk to Al Wilson. You talk to the guys who were on the 97 team and then the 98 team, and they said that was like their remember the Alamo in the 98 offseason. It was like, we're not going to let this happen again. We're going to work hard. We're going to get better. That's Nick's charge. That's Nick's charge this offseason is to rebound. Not let this moment today define him and come back next year and claim the title. But congratulations to John. I mean, again, like you talk about not letting it define you. He had the game won on Thursday.
Oh, I mean, it's just tremendous the way he was able to come back today after that.
He had it won, stumbled badly down the stretch. He was on pace to put up at least a 15, which would have won by two. Nick put up a 13, John just stumbled down the stretch and ended up in a tie. We had the Matty Ice controversy, and then John does what he has to do. I mean, that was an impressive display. He's just so calm. No panic in his voice. Just made it happen. Fantastic.
This whole thing has been fantastic.
Thank you.
From the get-go.
I don't know. I'm saying thank you. It's fun, man. It's a good way to spend a couple of weeks in the summer when you're getting ready for football. But now, football's pretty much here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put the game behind us until next year. I'm glad we brought it back.
I am too, actually. I mean, there was concerns that you had bringing it back, rightfully so,
uh-huh.
because of someone in particular. But
well,
he did well.
I want to say that we got to give some praise. Like I'm proud of you, Bear.
Well, thank you.
We made it through without you just, like, melting down. I mean, were there a couple of moments where, like, I'm looking into your eyes and I see, like, the fire, the diciness, and, like, you're, you know, kind of losing control a little bit? Yes.
We
had some of those moments.
When Maddie first started trying to gig me again, Marty Ice.
There was a couple of those.
You know, I started remembering exactly what transpired in Matty Ice's first victory.
You made it through and
came out of nowhere like Tom Brady.
No big controversies. I think the Matty Ice thing was pretty definitive. The tape doesn't lie.
We didn't have any of our usual like the obscure rules.
I'm proud of myself too. I feel like I did pretty well. I mean, it's hard to.
You had two total in the month that we've been doing it.
Do what? Like two kind of gaffes?
Yeah, and clues.
It happens.
One of them was today, but it didn't matter.
Which one was today?
Koala bear.
Well, you can look at the card here. It just says koala.
Okay. Well, yeah, controversy over.
There we go.
Just the one then. And I don't even think it wasn't you, the answer that was given.
I thought you were talking about the
somebody
Brad
said
Pitt
Sixers
one.
Instead of 76ers.
I thought you were getting on to
but
him
it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Naming the least popular Brad Pitt movies.
that was probably that was the most embarrassing
man.
One.
I don't honest to God, I don't knock him on that because one time he left the clues laying around where I get my hands on him and I tried doing that whole deal that he does and
it's fair.
Let me say scores would be low if I were given clues.
Well, it's what did I say? Is 7 years
into
debt?
You get nervous doing it? Yeah. No, you said it was something worse than that. Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button was like that was a
cult movie.
It was a big deal when it came out. Like I remember.
Yeah, but it kind of flopped, didn't it?
I don't know, but I feel like that's first of all, it's only what 10 years old. I feel like most people have heard of that movie or know that movie. Like,
not
even
as
if they
much
haven't
as
seen
some
it.
Of these other ones.
But yeah, I mean, hindsight, like, I wish I just said Fight Club. Fight Club and Ocean's
because then you're naming Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, Meatloaf. You know, Bob.
Yeah, with the man boobs. All right. So that's that.
I'm a little sad, man.
A little nostalgic already.
Yeah, it's that feeling you get like on, well, now it's like January 10th, Monday, midnight after the national championship game's over.
We'll bring it back next year. Next year in an off season when fans are going to be frothing at the mouth, 10-2. It's going to be the expectation going into next year, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Go Absolutely. To Atlanta. Let's beat the Dogs. We got Georgia at home in 2023. Let's beat them and go to Atlanta.
I love beating Georgia. It's so much fun. Those people get they get really upset.
I don't think we're anyone to be talking about
getting upset.
Fan bases that get upset when we lose.
Arguing over blades of grass.
All right. Stay with us. The drive continues. Big Orange Phillies phone lines open, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board, 546-8200. Back to wrap things up right after this. Wrapping up Monday afternoon edition of the show here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baron Marcus with you. Did Roberto call back?
Indeed he did.
All right, let's get Bobby in here. Good afternoon, Roberto. You're on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Hey.
What? Hey, first of all, I want to ask something, Russ, because I don't know. Have you ever changed the amount of time that you get in what you talk about Champions League, like the amount of time you get to answer? Or
no.
Has it always been the same since the first day?
It's always been the same.
It's 1 minute and 9 seconds exactly.
I got to say this, with all due respect to the new champion, John, and it's John, correct, that he won it?
Yes.
12's pretty baby poop Charmin song.
Oh!
I finished third to Bear the first year with 17.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, I don't know how I feel about you taking a shot at the newly crowned king. I mean, can we let him settle into the throne for just a few minutes?
Well, he's king-elect, right? You
no.
Haven't crowned him officially, right?
No, that was the coronation. That was the coronation. That was it.
Okay. All kidding aside, those were pretty easy clues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's how you feel, it's interesting.
I think now,
when you and Bear were, you guys were in studio, right? That first year we did it, you came in studio for the finals.
I was the only one who wasn't.
It's easier to do in studio than it is. We have found that. Like when people come in, like it's usually
scores are a lot
two or three extra score handicap.
Yeah, but again, Russ, I wasn't. I had to do mine from the cell phone because I had to work that week.
Okay.
Out of town. Yeah. So take it for what it's worth. I remember it, but the truth is I haven't made a run at it since, so that's on me. And maybe some of the old heads need to come back out and say, all right, these new guys. Because I did not realize until this week that Matty Ice had a three-year running championship. Respect to that. But I don't know. It seemed a little off to win with 12 in the championship round. Like, if it had been 15, that's super respectful. Respectable. Guys, moving forward, that's really not what I called to talk about at all. Is this the best DB haul, assuming that we get the three that we're going to get plus the two safeties? Is this the best DB haul we've had since mid-90s, if not maybe ever?
It's pretty good. I mean, obviously, we'll have to wait and see how these guys do on the field. But somebody had I saw a message board. Somebody was talking about this, and somebody brought up, you know, that Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson a couple years ago was pretty good.
They were pretty good. I wouldn't say best ever.
Yeah, but Alante Taylor wasn't even a DB out of high school.
Yeah, but I was.
I mean, that's what they thought he was going to play. But
you know, when you're talking about the 90s, I mean, that's rare air, man. I mean, Deion Grant. Dwayne Goodrich.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know which year's individual
Terry.
Class had the most. I remember.
Yeah, see, that's it. Yeah. That's what I'm asking. I don't know which classes. I mean, Terry Fair. I don't know which classes were what. But, man, that's a pretty strong class. I mean, this Matthews guy's the best of the lot. And LSU fans and Texas fans, have you seen their message board?
No. Is it Schadenfreude?
I'll give Texas fans. Yeah, well, I'll give Texas fans this. They're somewhat like, okay, yeah, we wish the kid good luck, but it's the LSU fans. They're all worked, man. They're all rustled in their gyms.
Well, he wasn't even considering them.
Yeah, and that's why they're super rustled. But they keep saying, oh, we don't even want him. So that's where, you know, he would be coming here if we wanted him. Can you? I mean, is that Tennessee 5 years ago saying stuff like that or what?
I don't get it with them because I mean they've been killing it, absolutely killing it.
And maybe that's it. They just don't think they need an elite 4-star talent like that guy. I mean, he's a fringe 5-star. He's totally elite. And cornerbacks, I think we all know this. Cornerbacks, left tackles, and defensive tackles are the hardest guys to get and gauge. And when they're really good, that's the one you want. I'm so pumped about this. The Conyers guy, Russ, you said it earlier. I agree. I'm totally sold on that guy. Tennessee's picking him off. I can't remember who said it, but they're picking him off. They're going into other team states, and we're picking off players they want. And that's a huge deal. And I know the kid from yesterday, Gibson's not from Georgia, but they wanted him badly. And anybody who tells you anything different is lying to your face. Tennessee's about to get I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we're about to get really good in the defensive secondary, probably 2.5-3 years out from right now. And I think we're all going to be pretty stoked about that. Guys, let's go Big Orange. Can't wait. 2 weeks. See you guys soon.
Thank you, Roberto. Good to hear from you, brother. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Philly phone lines. And, I'm looking at the Texas 247 board, and man, these guys take it a lot better than our fans do. Good luck to the young man. Good luck and congratulations to Jordan. Wow.
What about the LSU boards?
I haven't looked at that one. I don't know why they would be upset because – I don't even think they were one of his finalists. Like, I don't think he was considering them at all. And I don't know why. I don't know if LSU didn't go hard enough after him at the beginning or if he just is one of those kids.
He's from Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, maybe he's just one of those kids that wants to – every now and then that happens. You just have a young man that wants to get away. I mean, yeah. Harrison Smith didn't want to come here when Tennessee football was pretty good. I feel like we had a couple back then through the years. Not many. Tennessee, Knoxville.
Leroy Thompson wanted to go to Penn State. Yeah,
I mean, Knoxville does not produce as many elite prospects as Baton Rouge. I don't know. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. It's absolutely – it's not like, a matter of being fair. It's just accurate.
You know, Baton Rouge isn't any bigger than Knoxville. It might be a little smaller.
That's just a hotbed. Always has been, probably always will be.
So I don't know what the situation of it. I am a little bit worried. Like until he signs on the dotted line, you don't know. I mean, does LSU
full court press?
Do they do what we're doing with? We mentioned a couple of the guys, the Auburn and Florida State commitments, where it's like we back off for a while. Okay, you committed, you chose Florida State over us.
No, yeah, they're going to make another run.
We back off for a while, just lay in the weeds.
100%.
And
that's the name of the game, man.
Tell you what helps out. We go down there and beat them this year.
Stomp their teeth in. Curb stomp them. American History X style, Russ. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
We'll find out. Yep, that's a big pickup today for the Volunteers. If you're just joining us, 4-star cornerback Jordan Matthews out of Baton Rouge. Picks Tennessee over Texas. And the Longhorns are handling it really well. I was actually disappointed. I was going in there hoping to see a little burnt orange tears.
I mean, they don't seem to really get this whole thing. They should take a cue from LSU. LSU wasn't even recruiting the kid, and they're still pissed.
All right. Texas fans, are you sure you're up for this SEC thing? I mean, you guys are going to have to get a little crazier.
Yeah.
You want to step to this? All right, wrapping up.
I saw Teej was throwing shade at Tennessee fans.
When?
On Twitter. Your boy.
TJ?
Yeah.
When, just now?
No, this was yesterday.
About what?
Talking about how UT fans were basically calling us trash. Said we'd be rooting for Kentucky players when they're hurt on the field.
Your Jimmy's wrestled?
No, not really. I just, you know. He's not fooling me at all. That nice act he puts on for you. To the core, he's a Kentucky fan.
Yeah, I mean,
to the core.
That's why he's TJ the Kentucky fan. Let's get Roger in here on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Roger. You're on the drive.
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight?
Doing well, Rog. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. I just wanted to ask you something. I listened to the show today. I was just curious. You said the hotline is it's called Philly. It's one of the, just curious. I like the name Philly. So I ask you what's the reason for why I like the name Philly. But I ask you why is it called Philly hotline for?
Okay,
you
know, so check this out, Rog. The okay. Big Orange Phillies, which okay. is our new phone line sponsor, is in no way, and I cannot stress this enough, affiliated yeah. with the caller Philly.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay? Pure okay. coincidence. Big Orange Phillies is a new sports bar, great place to go grab a quick lunch. It's in Halls on Maynardville Pike, and okay. It's a cool spot. It's a cool spot. I think fans are really going to dig it. They've got an event coming up on Sunday with Jabari Davis, Princeton Fant, Latrell Bumpus. Sunday, 1 to 3:30 p.m., doing some autographs and stuff there at 6625 Maynardville Pike. They're online at BigOrangePhillies.com. And we are excited. We are excited to have them as part of the Fan Run family this fall.
Yeah, I like that name, Philly, because of Philly collar.
Hey, Rog, how do you feel about a Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, you can destroy
one. I like it. I've had one. It's pretty good.
You have a Philly chicken? You go Philly chicken? That's good, too.
Yeah, no, I have that. It's good. I say it's good, though. And I just want to tell you, Russ, one bear. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna miss the game you played. I listened to it while ago, and I'm gonna miss that. I enjoyed the competition. I heard the questions you got, so I'm gonna miss that. I enjoyed it. A lot better, Russ. So I'm gonna miss it because I enjoyed listening to it. You know, I could. So I enjoyed it and everything. I learned some stuff too.
Well, I mean, congrats to you, Roger. You had a stellar rookie performance.
I was going to ask you about that too. Bears told me off the air about you coming one time. Why are you coming one time? Oh, no, just then about that. You know why that is. We can try one time.
Who can't try one time?
Oh, you only get one shot at it.
Oh,
man.
That's just
the way games work, Rog.
Why is that though, Bear?
You can't just clog it up.
Wait, what's going on here? Roberto calls in talking about the time. Roger is saying like people should get more than one opportunity. I mean, rules are rules. This isn't numb, folks.
I mean, it's an outrage.
Roger, thanks, man. We're out of time. Appreciate it. All right. That will do it for us. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next for Marcus Young and Bear. I'm Charlie Collier. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.